Stock, this is trading on Beverly Low. Beverly, BEVERLY, Low, LOWE. Beverly Low, date of birth is 5559. 5559, date of visit 9/23/25. Please make a copy for Timothy Quinn, MD. Quinn, Quinn. Timothy Quinn, MD. They, next paragraph. Dear Tim, thank you for sending Beverly Low for primary evaluation period. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 66-year-old obese female who has a past history of snoring and apneic episodes, as observed by her husband, has previously had a polysomnographic study done in Fort Lauderdale. The patient has gained weight over the past few years, and complains of some fatigue but no significant daytime sleepiness period. She has been treated for hypertension and has also a history for asthma, for which she has used an albuterol inhaler as needed, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension. She also had a history for right and left knee repairs, and has had carpal tunnel release of the right hand. She had an ectopic pregnancy and a DNC, and has been treated for asthmatic attacks. Next paragraph. Medalist included losartan 100 milligrams daily and HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily and the albuterol inhaler PRN. Next, habits. The patient has no history of smoking, denies alcohol use. She worked in an office. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke in the past. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother had COPD. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Has fatigue but no weight loss. No double vision or cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency burning or flank pains. And she has asthmatic attacks. And she has some wheezing and coughing spells. The patient also has some abdominal pains and constipation. And no heartburn. She has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no easy bruising, and she does have some joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has had itchiness of the skin. Next, physical exam. This obese elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, no peripheral edema, all lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse is 70, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 194, saturation is 99. Itchy and ear, non-phthalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Ex-supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursion. And lung feels clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, exogenous obesity. And number 4, history of asthma. And rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to go for a polysomnographic study. She'll also get a complete pulmonary function study and advised to get a chest x-ray. PA and lateral. Copy of a recent lab work will be requested. And a CBC and an IgE level to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Copy for Timothy Quinn, M.D. Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, M.D. Thank you, Dr. Souza.